Looking to return to the state championship game again this season, the Lake Hamilton football team has relied heavily on its outstanding running backs to carry the team to victory after victory so far this season. When the year started, junior Kendrick Martin was joined by seniors Tevin Hughes and Owen Miller in the backfield. Off to a flying start, Miller went down with an apparent knee injury in a game at Malvern on September 10th. Initially thinking the injury was minor, it turned out Miller would be done for the season with a torn ACL. Martin and Hughes were then joined by junior running back Justin Crutchmer in the backfield. Crutchmer had been playing on the defensive side of the ball, but stepped up to the task for the Wolves. Head coach Tommy Gillerin and teammates at Lake Hamilton knew Crutchmer had talent in the backfield, but the junior has exceeded expectations. Crutchmer is now second on the team in total rushing yards with 585 yards on 49 carries, and he scored 10 touchdowns. The junior has registered 4 100-plus-yard games, including a 124-yard and 3-touchdown game in Lake Hamilton's most recent win against Siloam Springs. I'm sports reporter Christian Collins, and I sat down with all four Lake Hamilton running backs to discuss their season so far and their postseason aspirations. I open with general questions for all of them to chip in, before asking each some individual questions about their season, and finally, I brought them all together again at the end. This is Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department.
All right, we've got a lot of guests on the podcast this week. I want to welcome Kendrick Martin, Tevin Hughes, Justin Crutchmer, and Owen Miller to the podcast. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Great.
All right, awesome. And guys, I just want to start off with some overall questions for all of y'all. You know, what makes y'all such a force in the backfield, you know, a three-headed monster each week? Lineman?
Yeah, lineman.
Supports.
You know, Coach Gillerin tells me you never know on which given night who's going to get the most yards, but you'll all play for each other. Can you just kind of talk about the aspect of how there's not really one star and you'll all contribute in your own way?
I mean, we all want to win. And I mean, it's that simple.
We
play to win. We don't play for any type of stats or anything.
You know, even without playing for any kind of stats, is there any type of friendly competition between y'all? Do y'all ever, like, compare yards, touchdowns, anything like that?
Oh, me and Tevin used to.
Yeah.
It was always, like, real balanced. It was just us two before Kendrick.
Yeah.
Grudge.
Young Buck.
You know, just what kind of atmosphere does it create on the practice field and in the weight room, just knowing that, you know, there's three of y'all, and before Owen got hurt, four of y'all, that could all make such a big difference?
It was fun.
Oh, yeah, it was an overload of fun.
Oh, yeah, winning's fun.
Yards after yards.
That's the best part. I mean, there's not a shy moment playing a game every Friday night. We're winning, and we're winners.
You know, being such an important part of the offense, do y'all feel like y'all have a leadership role on the team? And can y'all kind of talk about that a little bit, the role?
Well, I feel like with how successful our team has been, there's everybody's a leader. You know, everybody wants to set the high example for each other. And our biggest thing is we don't want to mess up. And we try our hardest to play perfect every game. And it's really just split between all of us. I mean, everybody else is a star in that locker room. It's not just like we're not big headed around here. And so we thank our defense and our offensive line.
You know, Tevin, you're the team's leading rusher in yards and touchdowns and carries so far this season. Just what's been working for you the most this season?
Staying on my line, making sure their heads are right during the game, and just following what coach says every day.
How do you see that your game has improved the most over the past, you know, 4 years that you've been in high school, but especially over the past, you know, year?
It's improved by being more patient when I run and, like, being able to just open my eyes and see every hole and just see the whole field like it's nothing.
You know, after Owen went down, you kind of became the only senior running back in the backfield. You know, how do you take that responsibility as the senior in the backfield?
I just absorbed it. I mean, I'm used to higher importance during the game. Like last year against Russellville, we all worked as a team. But like at the end, I had to go off for my team, and I don't know. I just sucked it up.
And Kendrick, you know,
Last year you were a sophomore, and while you had a lot of carries and yards, it seemed like Owen and, you know, Tevin were kind of the main guys. But how have you really made the jump in your game this year to take on more responsibility?
I just, you know, grew up, I guess. I don't know how else I would put it. Ran harder, you know. So I came to myself like, okay, I'm not this good this year, but I'm going to make my game a lot better because you got these two guys right here, Owen and Tevin, you know, are leading rushers. I was like, okay, so whatever I can do to help them, help my team. So pretty much it.
You know, and what do you feel like in your game that you've improved on or worked on the most over the past few years?
Say my aggressiveness. I run the ball a lot harder than I used to, so.
And, you know, Owen, at the Malvern game, I was there at that game. Just what's going through your head, you know, when you originally go down with kind of that knee injury?
Well, I've hyperextended my knee before, and that's exactly what I thought it was. I watched film, and I didn't do that. And, I mean, it's bad enough that I did blow my knee out, but I'm very thankful that I am surrounded by these guys who can pick up the pace and play like I'm still out there. And so I'm just thankful for that.
And, you know, when you went down, did you kind of think you were going to be out for the rest of the season, or were you like, oh, I'll hop back next week and be able
no,
to play?
No, I thought I'd go back in. I mean, well, we were up like 40-0, so I was like, okay, I'll sit out, play next game. And I didn't even know that it was like that because it took three doctor's visits to know that my ACL was torn.
Yeah, and after those doctor's visits and you kind of got the news, oh, man, I am going to be out for the rest of the season, you know, what's going through your mind like right then in that moment?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that really go through your mind with that. I mean, being a starter throughout that my entire career, it really sucks. But, I mean, I can't be negative. We got to keep winning, and we're going to get another state championship, or we're going to get one.
Yeah, and just, you know, what do you think about the impact Justin has made since you went down and he's come in, you know, and got a lot of yards?
Oh, I know. I'm proud of Justin, definitely. I really am. He's a really good athlete, and there could be selfish guys who would be mad at him. It's not his fault that I got hurt, and I think that he's just a really good football player, and he picked up the slack, and he's going to be a really good player this year and next year.
Since going down, what's kind of your role on the team now? Obviously, you don't have a role on the field, but how do you kind of like help out around the team off the field?
Well, I mean, I try to help get all the guys hyped up, and I try to help Justin whenever he needs to, or anybody, any other running backs. I'm kind of like there to tie the chemistry together, and I help out on Thursday nights at the junior high games, and I'm just around a football game at all times, and that's what's keeping me sane through the whole thing.
Awesome. And Justin, you got your chance in the backfield when Owen went down, and you really took it. How did you kind of prepare yourself, you know, to be a running back at this high of a level?
Well, when I played running back in junior high, so I was kind of familiar with it. But whenever he went down, I knew I had to step up a lot, and Owen helped me to be able to perform like I have been by teaching me everything that he knows.
Yeah, and obviously you probably already knew that you had some talent, but you had really big games against Parkview, Mountain Home, and Hot Springs, all those. Were you surprised at all, or just run me through your mind during those performances?
I mean, I was a little bit surprised. I didn't think it was going to go as well as it did, but with my linemen, like, I knew they were good from last year, and I knew I was going to be able to perform well with how good they are.
Yeah, you know, you've been averaging 12.1 yards per carry. Just what's kind of been working for you since you started getting these starts at running back?
Just been able to see my holes and following Chase and Dylan whenever they pull. That's really just been like the biggest thing, just following my linemen.
I want to come back to all of y'all, and I know y'all are pushing for another trip to the state championship game. You know, what's the atmosphere been like around the team after this, you know, great start to the season?
We're locked in. I think everybody's locked in. There's not much. I think we go a play at a time. There's not much. We celebrate on the Friday nights and the Saturdays, but Sunday morning when we get here to go watch film, we're on to the next week. And I don't think that since we made it from last year, we made it there. We're all happy we made it there. we didn't finish the job, and I think that's what everybody's eyes are stuck on. This year, we're trying to go 14-0.
In other words, it means the whole season, we're strictly business.
You know, how do y'all manage those expectations but don't go, like, overly crazy to where you're looking too far in the future, you know, kind of taking it one game at a time?
It feels like every game someone's doubting us, that, like, really comes into play with how we perform. So it's just, it's huge whenever we perform well.
How do y'all look to carry this momentum? Final stretch of the season, 4 games left. Just, you know, what are y'all looking to do these last 4 games?
Dominate.
Yeah.
Dominate.
That's...
keep the number one seed.
We want to stay right home all 3 games. That's what we want to do. We don't want to do no traveling, so we're going to try to win it out.
How important is that home field advantage for y'all?
It's electric. When it gets real, like our first game against Lakeside, gets packed in the stands, and you make a big play, and it's one of the greatest feelings, and it just keeps you going. And so in the playoffs, it's pretty big too. We had our first and second playoff game here last year. Then we had a lot of people cheering us on. We had kids writing letters to us, and I think that it's going to be the same this year. How our community will come together and watch us play.
And the last thing I want to touch on, anytime I interview Coach Giller, and he's always talking about how good the offensive line is, you know, how important is their play to y'all, and what's kind of y'all's, you know, like, relationship with them?
Oh, we wouldn't be nowhere. I mean, we absolutely wouldn't be nowhere without our 6'4 meatheads in front of us. Those guys are what's leading this. Beyond us, we could be all great runners. We couldn't do nothing without those guys getting pancake after pancake. I mean, if you look at the stats, those guys probably lead the state in pancakes. So those are the guys who are winning the games up front. We're kind of doing it, but they're the guys who are pushing it up where we don't get a negative yardage.
Thanks for tuning into this episode where I got to talk to Lake Hamilton's outstanding group of running backs as they battle for a state championship. Our next episode will be released Thursday, October 21st, as sports editor James Lee and I preview upcoming games in the county. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify.